Kevin, as far as Alabama is concerned with name, image, likeness, I'm sure like most everything else, Nick's out in front on this, but what are they doing right now to prepare?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Yeah, Alabama is out in front of it. They announced a couple of days ago that they have a program that they are calling The Advantage, and it's a contract that they have with a company to help Alabama athletes promote themselves in the name, like an image. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, who I call Governor Meemaw, recently signed the bill in the state of Alabama, which will become law on July the 1st. But as in everything else, you know, all Alabama fans messaging me earlier and panicking, I'm like, please, Nick Saban knew this was coming. They're well out in front of it. And it sounds like this this program called The Advantage, and it's out there on the internet. There's a really great video for Alabama fans who haven't seen it yet. It's going to be a wonderful program. Am I a fan of this? Absolutely not. But it's like, you know, the changing style of college football. You either adapt with what the rules are or you get run over, and Nick Saban is adapting. And, you know, the state of Alabama, as you talked about earlier, about the, you know, the tax information, you know, Alabama has three tiers of taxes. It's you know, not really – not that unbearable in the state of Alabama, unlike the state of California, where it goes up to 13.4%. The range in Alabama is 2 to 5%. And as you were talking about the state of the People's Republic of Washington, Bill, one of my best friends lives in Spokane, Washington, and yes, they don't have a personal income tax, but what they get you in the People's Republic of Washington is they have businesses. If you are people who work in business, occupational business tax and public utilities taxes the way they gouge you in the state of Washington.
Kevin Hagan with us. We talk Alabama with him. What's the news? What's got the Alabama fans captivated right now?
Well, all kinds of stuff. We picked up a transfer from the Ohio State University, Jameson Williams, and he's going to bring experience, speed to Alabama. He was not the number one wide receiver I know at Ohio State, nor will he be the number one wide receiver at Alabama, but he does have 22 games of experience. He's a 10-5, 100-meter guy. So he and JoJo Earl and Christian Leary, the true freshman's a 10-4 guy for Alabama, as is the running back Kamar Wheaton that's coming in. Alabama needed, Coach Saban felt like he had speed, but all of his speed was with his true freshman. He wanted an experienced speed guy, and that's exactly what Jameson Williams brings to it. And it does not hurt that Jameson's from St. Louis, and he's very good friends with Luther Burden, the current Oklahoma commit who's beginning to seriously flirt with Alabama. So I think there'll be a nice tie-in there. A lot of Alabama fans kind of frustrated and wringing their hands over the Henry To'o situation. Dave Biddle did a great job on your show last week of saying that there's a very good chance if he does commit to Ohio State, it's going to be because of the whole fact that the summer one session starts at Ohio State on May the 12th. And Greg Sankey announced a couple of days ago that the presidents and the SEC aren't even going to get around to voting about this till the end of May. So a very realistic chance that Alabama loses him to Columbus because of the SEC dragging their feet. And then yesterday we learned that one of our defensive backs, Brandon Turnage, a young man from Oxford, Mississippi Lafayette High School, who I talked about earlier, the fact that he and Coach Carl Scott, our previous secondary coach who's gone on to the Vikings now, Carl Scott for some reason just didn't seem to really give Brandon a fair shake there is the way that it's been explained to me. He had a really strong spring. He actually, you know, was kind of bracketed there as a co-starter with Jalen Armour Davis, but unfortunately he feels like it's best to move on. Bill, I completely expect him to transfer to Ole Miss and play for Lane Kiffin, and I hate to see him go. I wish the young man nothing but the best.
Yeah, back to Jameson Williams. Obviously, he was a big-name recruit, and I have not made a living trying to tell Nick Saban what to do with his depth chart or his roster, but I was a little taken aback by that. I didn't know they needed another receiver, even if it's a 10-4 guy.
They're deep. It's the experience factor. I mean, it's the fact that he's played the 22 games. He, you know, averages 17.1 yards a catch last year. And here's the thing. I mean, you know, I've had a lot of Ohio State fans say, well, that's fine. You took him. He wasn't our elite guy. Well, we're not asking him to come in and be, you know, Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle at Alabama either. He's just a guy that has the 10-4 speed. And back up to when he was going through the recruiting process, he chose Ohio Ohio State over Alabama. So it's, you know, it's not unusual that he's making the decision to come to Alabama after he almost did to begin with. It's the experience factor. As I said, you know, JoJo Earl, who didn't get to participate in spring practice, is a speedster. And Christian Leary, who just got to go through spring practice, I mean, they're uber talented, but they've never played a college game, and that's what Jameson Williams brings to Alabama.
Kevin Hagan with us. What is the latest or the newest in recruiting?
Well, the good news is that Alabama is going to start with their camps here in June, and the list of who's who that are informing Coach Saban that they're coming to Alabama is just absolutely incredible, as you would expect for Coach Saban. As I've mentioned many times before, this is going to be a really small class for Alabama, so there's going to be a serious numbers crunch. Kind of tying into our whole tax thing, you know, Damani Jackson, the number four player in the country, the number one cornerback in the country out of Modern Day High School, which is, of course, the same high school that Bryce Young went to. He's beginning to seriously flirt with Alabama, and I think the key will be for him coming on a visit. You know, that'll be an opportunity for Nick Saban to play his, hey, do you want to see the state of California state sales tax? Walter Nolan, you know, the number two player in the country, Alabama seems to have gotten in much better shape with him since he came to the spring game or whatever. With the offensive line, they're in on a number of elite offensive linemen, including Zach Rice, the offensive tackle out of Lynchburg, Virginia. But they're really, Coach Marone really wants an opportunity to see these guys in person. So my caution to Alabama fans is we're going to see a lot of activity in June and July with recruiting after we have these players come in for these eight different high school camps. I think there's going to be a lot of movement across the board, Bill, at a lot of universities from the fact that these kids are finally able to go and visit these schools in person. So Alabama is sitting right now with, what, six commits. I would not be surprised if by the time we start camp in the 1st of August, that number is not at least doubled in the number of commitments.
Yeah, you said a while back on one of the shows here that once we get to the official visit phase, which we haven't had in over a year, you think we're going to see a lot of decommits across America.
I do. I mean, I likened it on the Houndstooth crew to a boatload of sailors who are coming ashore and seeing girls for the first time in a year. I think when kids actually get to go out and see these schools and interact with the coaches and see what they have to offer, you know, before, I think a lot of kids just took offers to secure themselves. Now, the elite players can obviously market themselves and don't have to make a decision, but some of the other elite four-star players, I have a feeling they might reevaluate, is my original decision the best decision for me. So I think it's going to be an incredibly wild recruiting season this summer across the board.
Julia down in Atlanta says, ask Kevin if he thinks Jimbo will beat the bleep out of Bama before Saban leaves. That's the quote from a touchdown.
Maybe on PlayStation. I think that's a possibility. I don't know how great Jimbo is at PlayStation, but no, I'm not going to lose any sleep between now and the trip to College Station over Jimbo Fisher. But I have to say, I mean, it was a booster event. And, you know, when you go to those events, I mean, you have to feed red meat. I mean, they would not have appreciated if he said, oh, no, I expect to lose to Nick once again. So I understand that. It's all taken in the context of a booster event. But, I can promise you that quote will be mentioned more than once the week of the Texas A&M game.
Sauer Lane Kiffin had some fun with that, too, if you saw his tweet on that topic.
Bill, there isn't anything on planet Earth that Lane Kiffin couldn't have fun with.
That's true. That's very, very true. Kevin, have a very good weekend, and look forward to seeing you next Friday, sir.
Have a great Friday, everybody. Alabama baseball coming to the 615 this weekend. Always an honor. Roll Tide.